The Cherry Tigers come to battle the bottom of the fifth, looking to add to a 2-0 lead and strengthen the grip they have on the state Class A championship. I would say they've got one hand on the trophy now with a 2-0 lead and the bottom of the fifth. Corey Kemp, the pitcher, looks at one low, ball one. Corey with a sacrifice in the first inning, tried to sacrifice again in the third and popped it foul. And the third baseman, Mike Wirtz, made a nice catch in foul territory for the out. So Corey officially 0 for 1. The 1-0 pitch, a curve in for a strike, 1-1. Eric Meyer hasn't pitched badly. He's allowed 7 hits. But 4 of those haven't gone out of the infield. Another curve, that's in for a strike, 1-2. He's walked 2 and struck out 2. Of the 2 runs he's allowed, 1 is unearned. Now time called as Corey Kemp steps out of the batter's box. Corey followed by Eric Gerd and Eli Anderson in the bottom of the fifth. The 2-3-4 hitters for the Cherry Tigers. Myers 1-2 pitch. Fouled straight back as Corey just got the end of the bat on that one. Cherry 2, Melrose nothing. The state Class A championship game from St. Cloud. Thanks for joining us here on the ticket. Swing and a pop-up on the right side. Now in a short right field, the first baseman, Wheeler, made the catch, dropped it! And all of Melrose making Homer Simpson impressions as Wheeler, the first baseman, seemed to have the ball, and all of a sudden he didn't. And Kemp is on, courtesy of the error. And that is the first Melrose error. I don't think they're going to change this call. It was in the mitt, then it popped out. And the Tigers in every inning but one have gotten the leadoff man on. Here's Eric Gert. Curve is driven into left field, and that will fall in. A diving try by Leeser near the foul line. He didn't get it. Here's Kemp to third. He'll get the stop sign. A double for Eric Gert, his fourth of the tournament. And the Tigers men on second and third, nobody out. Eric jumped on that ball, drove it toward the left field corner. Leeser with a run tried to dive for it and stop it, but he was not able to do it. And I think that ball would have been a double in any event. 8 hits now for the Tigers, men on second and third with nobody out. Eli Anderson, the left fielder, will stand in. Eli reached on an infield single and scored on the first. Fouled out to the first baseman in the third inning. Originally, Eli's hit in the first inning had been called an error on the shortstop, Hess, but they changed that, and it's now an infield single. Melrose bring the infield in with nobody out, runners on second and third, and they trail 2-0. Now, time called by Mark Reber, the home plate umpire. He was looking over the Melrose dugout on the first base side. Now everything is okay. Eli back into the right-hand batter's box. Swing and a fly ball, right center field. Meyer, the right fielder, over, makes the catch. Here is Corey Kemp tagging from third, and he will score standing to make it 3-0. On the play, Gert tags and goes to third. Eli Anderson's 24th run batted in of the year, second of the tournament, and it's a 3-0 lead for Cherry. One out for the Tigers now, one run in here in the bottom of the fifth. Gert moves over to third base. Melrose will keep the infield in as Dustin Pittman steps in. Dustin with an infield single and a walk in 2 appearances, officially 1-for-1. Dustin with 1 run batted in the tournament, a chance to get another here. Bring home an insurance run. A curve is driven. Oh, foul. Down the third baseline. Looked like it might have, I think it did hit some chalk, but after it hit the line, it passed over into foul territory. Didn't cross the bag. Otherwise, then it's a fair ball. And that's certainly a run producing single. Catcher Kevin Koskala on deck for the Tigers. Pittman, the right-hand batter, standing in. Meyer working from the stretch with a runner on third. Swing and a miss, 0-2. No action in the Melrose bullpen. Meyer has pitched fairly well. If they did make a change, most likely it would be Rick Leeser, the left fielder. He went the distance in Melrose's first game in the tournament. Their 9-3 win over Benson. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a grounder fouled to the right. Count holds 0-2. Dustin just getting the end of the bat on that one. So three runs scored by the Tigers, two of them unearned. But they've definitely earned their 3-0 lead. The 0-2 pitch, a fastball, swing and a miss, strike three. Third strikeout for Meyer, two down now in the bottom of the fifth. Gert still the runner on third, and here's Kevin Koskala, the cherry catcher. An infield single and a fielder's choice in two trips. Kevin, a senior, looking for his first run batted in of the tournament. Meyer now will work from a windup and throw a strike on the outside corner. Breeze still blowing in from left field. 0-1 pitch, grounded to third. Wirtz, the third baseman, up with it. Throws to first, in time for the out. The throw pulled Freeler off the bag, but he tagged Koskala on his way to the first. The Tigers get one more run on one hit, one Melrose error, and one runner left. The Tigers have stranded six. We've played five innings. It's Cherry 3 and Melrose nothing. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to One-on-One Sports on the Ticket.